Jeff, happy May Day. And it feels like summer's just around the corner. And do you know how I know that's true? Farmers market season kicks off this weekend. Real quick, farmers markets have actually been around since this country was colonized. They used to be a place where farmers would bring produce to the square to sell it and distribute it. And it was a very important method for them to distribute their produce. But as the transportation infrastructure really was built out and grocery stores became, you know, appeared everywhere, they became less vital and their numbers and really their popularity declined. In fact, there was virtually no farmers market scene until a resurgence in the 1970s. And that's when people started to really value local food, supporting small farmers, and really thinking about the environment. So Omaha's own original farmers market, and I'm talking about the one in the old market, goes back over 100 years.
And that's where the name comes from.
Yes, exactly. It was called City Market back then.
I did not know that.
And it was at 11th and Jackson Street. So the site that it is today is where it all began. Did you know it took a 30-year hiatus?
I did not know that.
When farmers markets' popularity dissipated, so it was brought back in 1994. So today we have almost a dozen farmers markets and even more occasional food stands. So I thought I'd run through where things are and where we're starting out.
That's awesome. A dozen.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, pretty amazing. So we've got three starting this weekend. The original Omaha Old Market Farmers Market starts this Saturday. It's every Saturday from 8 to 12:30. Now, there's kind of a companion market now in Exarban Village, and that's on Sundays. It's the same organization that brings you the Old Market, Farmers Market, 9 to 12, a little bit of a different hour there, I think, to account for sleeping in
sleeping
church.
A little bit on Sunday.
And some of the vendors are the same and some are different, so it really is worth it to check both out. Now, you probably remember the Village Point Farmers Market.
I do.
That has been renamed and relocated to Legacy Farmers Market, so it's at the Shops of Legacy. But it's the same folks bringing it to you, and that starts May 4th, too. Then we've got a few that are starting later on in May and June. I thought I'd run through super quick. The Bellevue Farmers Market, which is really growing in popularity, that's at Washington Square Park, will run every Saturday from 8 to 12 starting June 1st.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to just mention the Old Market Farmers Market. Recently at the Omaha Film Festival, I ran into a couple of people from Kansas City, and there's a wonderful river market in Kansas City.
Oh, I love that one.
If you've been there, it's incredible. But they were telling me that they prefer the Old Market Farmers Market in Omaha compared to theirs, so they actually drive up on Saturdays to come to Omaha for our Farmers Market.
I love that. Shout out from Kansas City.
Yes, and now they have all these other options when they're here.
Right, exactly, exactly. Papillion has a Farmers Market that's on West Lincoln Street. That will start on May 22nd. That's on Wednesdays from 5 to 8. So you can really hit Farmers Markets like 3 to 4 to 5 days a week. Have you ever been to the one in Council Bluffs?
I have not.
It's in Bayless Park. It'll start on May 16th, and that will run Thursday nights from 4:30 to 7:30.
Bayless Park is lovely.
It's beautiful. And they also offer yoga during Farmers Market and children's activities.
Nice.
Now, there is a Gifford Park Farmers Market, and this one has been around since 2006. It's on Friday nights. It'll start June 7th. It goes from 5 to 8, and they have a stage. So they feature live entertainment, sometimes a beer garden, and often a food truck or two. And the whole thing is volunteer run. So they don't charge their vendors any vendor fee. They're really trying to showcase local purveyors.
And that really is what the farmers market is all about.
Exactly.
Getting back to that original concept, it is about local produce, but also it's about the community.
Right,
and
being together.
Exactly. And then also I love going and grabbing a snack or a croissant or something or coffee and just walking around, even if I don't buy anything.
Right.
Just visually looking at all of the fresh produce.
Oh,
and
it changes.
It's
so seasonal. A couple more just to put on your list. Gretna has got a Saturday market that will start June 1st. That's in their historic downtown. And then the Florence Farmers Market is at the Florence Mill.
Wow.
And my goal this year is to try
all of these.
I'm going to report back.
I'll have to hit a few of those as well.
A few things to think about to make your farmers market time more productive and enjoyable. Arrive early, especially if you're after something specific. Remember, the produce is seasonal. And it's not just fruit and vegetables. There are plants, locally made artisan foods, jewelry, crafts. I buy a lot of meat from the fresh from the farmers. It's so delicious. Soak in the music. There's a lot of street performers. It's good to bring cash if you can. bring your own bag if you can. And I always say, be aware of dogs, whether you bring your own or you don't.
Oh, sure.
You know, that's a fun element of the market. And then make a day of it. Like you said, you know, start with a coffee or pastry. Maybe get lunch nearby. Check out something in the neighborhood that maybe you haven't seen before. Really soak in your community and be connected to it. I will tell you a quick story before we wrap. I met a group of four women at the Exarban Farmers Market 2 years ago. They make a Saturday of it. Every Saturday, some of them go. Mm. One of them was actually getting ready to get married to a guy she had bought tomatoes from at the farmer's market. So you want to talk about community and connection.
That's beautiful.
Farmer's market season is here.
Go to the farmer's market and be inspired by what you see to maybe cook something different.
Right.
Have you done that?
Have you gone
and said, I've never cooked with that before, but now you're trying something
rutabaga,
unique and different.
Rutabaga, baby.
And there's something about the history, of course, and the stories behind those who are there selling their fruits and vegetables and what their stories are. And then that just enriches the experience when you're cooking.
It sure does. I can't wait.
Diane, thanks so much.
Great to be here. Can't wait to see you at the farmer's market.
See you there.